And right now we are going to the phones where we are joined by Mark Berg from Revive Ohio. And he's joining us all week long, sharing with us on the Morning Munch. This is that time we get you into God's Word to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Tommy. Appreciate you having me this week.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. It's been a good word all week long, so we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Excellent. So we have been looking into Jesus' approach to ministry, Jesus' approach, how he went about doing good everywhere he went. And, of course, we're looking at forward, and we're also coming through John chapter 4 and looking at this. And the four words we're looking at is love, listen, discern, and respond. And so we've looked at love, and yesterday we looked at listen. Today we're going to be looking at discern. And so we're going to continue on reading in John chapter 4, and we are going to start in verse 16. He said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have answered correctly. You have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have truly said." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. And our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." And Jesus said to her in verse 21, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is of the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to worship him. And God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And so as we can see here, what Jesus is doing, the key that we'd like to point out is we need to be sensitive to the situation that we're in the conversation that we're in, and be aware of the Holy Spirit's guidance and the individual's receptiveness to the gospel. And so this conversation turns spiritual because of discernment. Again, in verse 16, Jesus told her, "Woman, go call your husband." Well, how did he know? Because he had discernment. The Holy Spirit was giving him discernment about this woman. So what we are supposed to do is discern the obvious. What are some observations about the story here in John chapter 4? Well, it was noon. It was the hottest day, part of the day. And she was there alone. Why was she there then? Well, she came when no one else was coming to the well because it was the hottest part of the day. The woman was a Samaritan. She was there to get water. Jesus related the physical water to the spiritual. That is how the conversation turned spiritual, because of discernment right there. And she had a history of relational hurt, and she probably needed love. So Jesus discerned that, and he began to give her love. Although she understood some of the scriptures, she had some knowledge of the Messiah, and she laid down her religious cards, right, talking about worship. And so now the conversation had been directed over to the spiritual side. So what we are doing, or what Jesus did, is he discerned her openness to the gospel. The woman started asking questions. How do I get this water? He was able to discern that she was open to hearing what he had to say. And most importantly here, as we wrap this up today, we are called to be obedient in love and trust and lean on the Holy Spirit for his guidance and his discernment. He has promised to be with us when we go and hear the gospel. So let's not discount that. Let's be aware of that. And let's lean on the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we go to share the gospel. Again, the third word for today is discern. That's how we want to share the gospel and be aware of what God is wanting to say to the folks that we encounter.
That's a good word for us, Mark. Would you go and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely, Tommy. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your word. God, your word itself gives us so much insight. There's so much richness, God, as we dig into your word, as we press in and we seek you through your word. God, you reveal so many deep truths to us, God, as we linger in your word, as we read, as we take it in. God, give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see what you're trying to show us, God, for such a time as this. And Lord, give us a heart to discern at all times what you're trying to say, what you're trying to reveal. Because, God, we know that the truth of your word is that you're willing that none perish, but that all repent and come to the saving knowledge of your dear Son. And Father, I pray for all the listeners that have taken this in today, that they would be encouraged to go forth and share your good news of truth in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mark Berg joining us. He is the director of Revive Ohio, sharing with us on the Morning Munch. And Mark, tell us about Revive Ohio.
Yeah, Tommy, we desire to really help every believer. We want to turn this event mentality. You know, Christians have lots and lots of events, and they're good events, but we're trying to turn them into a lifestyle of evangelism, just a real simple lifestyle with some practical tips and tools to be able to share your faith at any given moment of any day so that you can just be a witness, as Jesus encouraged us to be in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, to be a witness in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and all the ends of the earth. And so we're just trying to help every believer be a witness for Jesus Christ.
And if folks want to find out more information about Revive Ohio, how can they do so?
Yeah, Tommy, our website is reviveoh.com. That's where you can get any and all the information, and it'll teach you how to reach out to us and invite us to come and help folks in your community. Again, that's reviveoh.com, and check us out on there, and you can see pictures, videos, all kinds of information there as well to try to help you understand what we're all about.
Excellent. Hey, Mark, thanks so much again for being on.
Awesome. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate your time.